Look, I think by now we've all become fairly comfortable with the idea of the sharing economy, whether we're carpooling or catching a lift or just finding places to stay around the world. Well, some innovative Sydneysiders have, they've come up with a brand new take on this, and it's angled at filling up some of the incredible amount of unused space you see all around town. It's called Alt Space, and the idea is that businesses can rent out unused space to people who actually use it. They can be artists, other startups, freelancers. It's just open to pretty much everything. Victoria Hempstead and Tim Elwin are the co-founders of Alt Space. They join me. Very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So, it sounds like a really interesting idea, but who is it for? Who are you angling Alt Space at?
Everyone. is about it, really. It's two sides of the fence. You've got all these businesses who are might be startups, small businesses, etc., who when they're going out and getting space, they can't go and get an office for one or two people, right? Mm. So they have to go and get a size for eight to ten people. Plus, they've got this view of growing, but it's going to take them a year, 2 years before they can fill that space. And it might be the other way around, where bigger businesses have lost a big client and they've had to, unfortunately, downsize their staff and they're left with all this space. And so they're able to put that spare space on the platform and then share it out with other small businesses. And that's freelancers, startups, small businesses who are just getting off the ground, who need space, can't afford the 3 months bond, scary 3 to 5 year leases to sign up, you know, all that stuff. And so we ultimately break down all those barriers, get rid of all the scary bits for new businesses to get up and go, and help them find the space in their industry, whether it be a hairdresser needing a seat to work out of, you know, a warehouse, a commercial kitchen, a creative person, any space, any industry, any location.
I think that's what interested me, is I got the sense that it was really broad in terms of who the space could be finding, you know, on either side of the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we've gone through and met all these different small businesses around Sydney, we just keep finding so many different ways of reiterating it and using it in different ways. One of our favourite examples is actually farms. So they're these, yeah, exactly. So there are farms out there who have spare paddocks. Tim's got a great example of a really good friend of his bought a farm, wants to grow wine, and so it's going to take him years to plant that, yeah. But in the meantime, why can't he rent out a paddock and have some microbrewer who wants to, you know, start off with making its own beer or craft beer or something like that, and he has the ability to get going.
That's really
inventive.
Yeah, it's great, right? This guy's got a lease. A lease. He's bought the farm, so he's paying a mortgage on this large property. He's a one person. He's still got a daytime job, right? So it's his passion. It's going to take him a number of years before he plants it, let alone a number of years after that before he gets the grapes, right? So he can put a couple of the back paddocks that he's not using for a local farmer to graze sheep or do whatever they want to help him subsidize his mortgage.
I would have never thought farming. And all the ideas I could come up with this, farming never would have been one of them.
And that's the thing that we love. It's just, it really is that. And I sort of can say it again, any space in any industry, you know.
So what was the spark for this? What was the that kind of little inspiration point that got you guys going on it?
My background is in fine arts. I'm an artist. And I was just looking for a space to still continue to create my artwork while trying to pay rent. With a full-time job, which I know many people know that game. So I had the idea of how about we take defunct shipping containers and convert them into off-grid spaces, which we could kind of move around the city like go-gets, or maybe put them in public parks with the council. That's where the idea kind of began. And then Tim and I have known each other for a number of years, and he's got a very astute business brain. So I kind of pulled him in and went, I've got no idea what to do. Can you come on? And I'd love to have you on board and let's do this together. And as we were brainstorming in late nights over about 6 months, Tim just had the light bulb moment of going, why are we building space when there's so much unused space within the city already?
And there is so much unused space. Yeah. It's remarkable.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of canned that idea and just went, it already exists. It's not going to take us very long to get started. This is awesome. And we went from there.
Now, imagine one of the big challenges is making sure that both people who are getting out space and people who are trying to look for space have some sort of comfort that there's a security between the two.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we really sat back and looked at what would stop or what would be the issue for someone to open up their space to someone who they don't know, right?
Right.
Or and vice versa, to have someone go into a space where they don't know who that person is. So, you know, we looked at we do ultimately a background or security check on both sides,
okay,
to make sure that everyone's on level and everyone's who they say they are, and you know, nice people, and you know, etc. And then we actually have got this amazing insurance package, which is $60 million worth of insurance, business insurance for each party.
This is great
and for free, right? So we actually cover the cost of this, and as long as you are booking your space through our platform or renting it out through the platform, we will cover both parties with, you know, and it covers $20 million in indemnity insurance, $20 million in advertising insurance, all these different levels of insurance that we see ourselves as, you know, a nurturer again of small business, where a lot of people who are starting up, who are starting out of their lounge room or bedroom and all that kind of stuff, who don't know all the checklists they need to do, right? Business insurance, yeah, and, you know, approvals and all this type of stuff. So we want to just help businesses get off the ground and have the best opportunity they can, right? So reduce the amount of money they need to start up, reduce the amount of issues and insurance and all that kind of stuff, so that they can get on with thinking about what they need to do to get their business going. So,
well, I know for people who are interested, you guys have actually got an open day coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've teamed up with the guys from Newtown Precinct and Young Henrys, who've just been stellar.
Yes.
Who doesn't like Young Henrys? And they've given the part of their space up. So we're going to set up shop there on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 15th of August, from 10 to 6. And it's basically an open invitation to everyone and anyone who's interested in alt space and wants to hear some more, get to know the team and see what we stand for. And we'll even shout you a beer.
Actually, it's a pretty good offer.
So we're ultimately doing as we preach, right? So alt space, we use our own platform to get our space, right, for our work.
That's fantastic.
And tomorrow we're ultimately working out of Young Henrys.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Now, look, I know you're asking people to register via Eventbrite. We'll make sure there's a link up on the 2SER.com website for that.
Fantastic,
and
yep.
If people want to find a little more info, but make it to Open Day, where should they be looking?
www.altspace.com, A-L-T-S-P-C.
Altspace.com. Thank you very much, Tim and Victoria. Pleasure
thank
to chat
so
to you guys.
Much.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear more about this later on.